Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gisela Medina. I am from Puerto Rico, and I participated in an internship in the Department of Veterans Affairs in Washington, D.C., specifically in the Office of Public Health. I work as a team and in a project that has this title, Reducing the Complexity of Veterans Health Administration Infectious Disease Reporting to State, Local, and Territory Public Health Department. VHA is the largest integrated healthcare system in the U.S., covering all states, territories, and the District of Columbia. VHA policy mandates reporting of reportable infectious disease to local, state, and territory public health departments legally authorized to receive such information, and VHA endeavors to be good partners with public health. Each public health jurisdiction has somewhat different disease reporting requirements. The main objective of this project was to develop a public health reporting toolkit containing current disease reporting regulations and methods for VA staff. The design of the toolkit focused on compiling the required disease reporting information from states and territories. This is an image of the reportable infectious disease state and territory hyperlink. They consist on seven columns. The first column mentions the states in order and in alphabetical order. The other column consists of the reportable infectious disease website. The other two columns consist of the healthcare providers and facility reportable disease instructions for the reporting process. And the other column contains the laboratory reportable disease instructions. For some states, they have different instructions for the laboratories and for the healthcare providers, and some states have the same instructions for both of them. And also we added an additional column with additional reporting documentation needed and established by each state or territory. The second part of the toolkit is the FAQs documents, and it were based on questions received from VHA staff. The toolkit used the CSDE's State Reportable Conditions Assessment webpage as a model, but a simplified version was devised. This is important because the infectious control professionals have a little time to report and have a lot of work to do. So they needed a toolkit and a simple version to simplify their work. Multiple versions of the toolkit were developed in collaboration with VHA Office of Public Health personnel. A final version was produced. Parameters considered during the toolkit development was time saving and easy of use. And as a part of the results, the electronic toolkit is located in a SharePoint website readily accessible to all VHA staff. The linked table provides direct access to state or territory reporting documents, saving search time and effort. The FAQs were created to inform VHA staff regarding new regulations and to eliminate confusion. And the toolkit is currently accessible to all VHA staff and is updated every 6 months by OPH personnel. We identified three specific challenges during the toolkit development, and one of them was that some jurisdictions' reporting websites were hard to find and were not up to date, and some do not appear to have any information available. And for example, I'm from Puerto Rico and the instructions are in Spanish. Furthermore, jurisdictions generally have different reportable disease and time frames. Some of them do not have a detailed and or accessible reporting process. We may conclude that the toolkit provides a practical, useful, and easy to use disease report instrument. It was developed to facilitate the process in which VHA staff report disease with the goal of improving compliance. I want to thank all the co-authors and collaborators in this work. Thank you for your attention. Questions or further assistance? For more questions, you can contact this email, publichealth@va.gov. Thank you.